You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those Nick conversations have gotten fun. Listening, this is a text message, listening in Tulsa daily on Odyssey. This is by far my favorite segment of the week. You guys and Nick genuinely sound like you enjoy talking to each other. We do. We have good rapport with Nick, I think. I thought two things. There were several things in the interview that jumped out. We'll have audio later throughout the day here on Sports Radio 610. The Brady question with you, that was really funny. And Nick was, he was leaning into it also.
About, yeah, I asked, hey,
What you say to him.
Be careful what you say to him. What did he say? You can never go wrong by saying less.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I think goes into their sparse reporting about injuries as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know, look, I think D'Amico 100% means it when he says he wants to protect players and not put out information any more than he needs to. Yep. But I do also think there's a general strategy of, man, if we don't have to talk about it, we're not going to talk about it, because you never know how, why, when, or where any little bit of extra tidbit of information can help your opponent. So yeah, having a policy of just saying as little as possible whenever you can, that is just, you don't overthink it. You say as little as you have to.
Yeah.
And I think that guides part of their injury information policy.
100%. Well, and Nick expressed in his press conference last week, I think the other thing, he expressed this when he started to do like the why as to why they handle it, is that, look, if we start giving you estimates on when guys come back, we don't know at this point. Like, injuries are fickle. If we start giving you time frames and we don't hit that time frame, then you guys get all angry with us about
No, I'm glad you brought that up, Sean, because after we talked about this the last time, I forgot to bring it up. It's that people here, when they have a set number of weeks attached to something, people treat that as a firmer number than it actually is. Mm-hmm. That injury rehab is not, it's not pure science. There's just, you can't predict that this is a 6-week injury or this is a 3-week injury. And as soon as, if you say it's a 3-week injury and after 3 weeks the guy isn't back, yeah, honestly, you start to get people are still PO'd. Like with the Astros, they're okay, great. The Astros give you some information. Then you criticize them for the information they give you because you don't like the information. If they don't say anything at all, you criticize them.
That's right.
People just get agitated when somebody's getting injured. And it's a no-win situation for the organization. So if your policy is just, we say as little as we have to all the time because that's just a good policy in general, whether it's game planning or injuries.
That's right. I enjoyed the part of the conversation about Davis Mills. The one little thing he dropped in there where I was like, ooh, is he said that we've had teams call us about Davis Mills.
Yeah.
Which is, I would imagine calling, I don't know if they called about them being, about Davis being their starting quarterback. I don't think Nick would have told us one way or the other had we followed up with that at all. But that the teams are calling about Davis Mills, I think, is telling at least about where he sits on the backup hierarchy right now.
Yeah. You know? No, I think, look, there's obviously some value to him.
Yes.
It's just, okay, what are the Texans willing to part with him for? And then also, I guess what I was kind of getting at, and maybe I could have phrased the question differently, but was just, you know, I wonder with a guy like Davis, when he's re-upped with you a couple times, if there's conversations at, like, hey, like, you're not going to trade me to a stinker of a situation, right? Please, you know, yeah. Part of having that trust and signing as a backup quarterback is that please don't make me the seventh string quarterback for the Browns. If the Browns decide to just keep adding quarterback after if you do trade me to a good situation,
yep.
or one that I, you know, approve of or are cool with.
Yep. Did you ever hear, this is a text message, did you ever hear the interview with Jason Kelce where he was asked who gave him the most trouble in his career, and one of the names he said was Puna Ford. Nick brought up Puna Ford, who plays defensive tackle for the Rams, unprompted. Well, we asked him about the matchup along the offensive line, and he brought up Puna Ford and said not a lot of people are talking about him, and I'm glad you pointed out, Seth, that two segments prior, you brought up Puna Ford's name.
Nobody talks more. That's what we are widely known for two things, being the best in the world and being the show that talks about Puna Ford
Thank
a lot.
You. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes.
And this is... And
talk to the Marconi people about it, okay?
Yeah. You guys know how I love to screw up names. Do you know how hazardous it is for me to talk about Puna Ford on a team that also has a Puka Nacua?
Right.
The fact that I haven't called Puna Ford Puka Nacua or vice versa so far this week is pretty damn impressive by my standards.
That you have the courage to go out there and analyze Puna Ford in a game like this one coming up says a lot
about
you.
When I could easily misspeak and say Puka Nacua.
Right.
Or Puka instead of Puna.
That's courage right there.
Mm-hmm.
This offensive line, we dug deep on the offensive line because you asked him about Jake Andrews and we got some Ariante Ursary. I loved his answer about Cole Popovich and Popovich's background with Dante Scarnecchia and how Cole's been. It sounds like there's a high confidence level that Cole Popovich has this offensive line moving in the right direction.
No, and I think it's very evident just by the way they operated in the preseason that it's going to be better than it was last year. I don't feel super confident about the ceiling of the offensive line. It's possible that they could end up being a really good offensive line. Right now, anything can happen. You look at the guys on paper, and the only guy I get really excited about for the future right this moment is Ariante Ursary. But every year in the NFL, there are offensive lines that overperform. The Ravens were that way last year, just based on good coaching. It helps when you have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry to block for.
Yeah.
But maybe it could end up being that situation. But as of right now, I just don't want it to be what it was last year, which was an abysmal mess.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be an abysmal mess last year. I think they're going to look like a competent offensive line.
Yeah, I asked him in that conversation, like, as you were bringing in all these new faces, because they've got four new faces on the offensive line. Titus Howard's going to be the right tackle. The other four guys are all new, and to Nick's point, we're all brought in different ways. You know, trade, signed a street free agent in Jake Andrews, drafted a guy fairly high in Ursary, signed a, you know, kind of a journeyman level contract with Laken Tomlinson. And when I said, what's the one thing maybe that you were prioritizing in bringing these guys in? Nick's answer was kind of like, you know, that I'm not smart enough to really plan it out that way. We just see the opportunities that are presented. I do feel like, though, that toughness and love of football were the cover charge to at least get into a conversation with the Texans.
Well, there's some kind of non-starters, right?
Yeah.
That this is a deal breaker. If you don't have this, then this is a prerequisite.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got some prerequisites. One of D'Amico's prerequisites is you can't be an energy vampire.
Yeah.
And I think in some respects, Laremy Tunsil might have been an energy vampire. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But the guys that don't fit the mold, you just don't have time for it. We're trying to do too many of these things in a certain way. We don't have time for guys that are dragging us backwards in terms of energy level or, you know, being all in on the way we're operating, practicing perhaps. Like, this is, you look at it, you've got a situation with the Texans, which is not the standard situation in the NFL, where your best players on the team are also psychotically passionate about practicing.
Yes.
This is one thing that Peyton Manning used to say about Marvin Harrison and his receivers that he had there, was how much he appreciated that those guys really, really cared about being out there at practice.
Yep.
That they just, that Peyton couldn't do what he did if he didn't have guys that were out there really passionate about nailing down the finer details and everything. And they've done a good job in these last couple of years of kind of whittling it down to, hey, our impact players and the guys that we pay the most money are also the guys that practice the way we want everybody on the team to practice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Along those lines, I'm looking at a tweet from an account called Blitzfits. You mentioned Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
Blitzfits, Seth, is an account that their bio says they are changing the narrative of football and fashion. Stay fitted. Yeah. Stay fitted. And it looks like they may have done an article or something about Laramie Tunsil. Yeah, feature article about Laramie Tunsil sitting with his nice, what I'm sure is about a $500 flannel shirt, unbuttoned with his chest hanging out. He's sitting in kind of like baggy jeans, barefoot on his couch. And the Twitter caption says, the title of the article is "The Big Man Blueprint, Laramie Tunsil. Now in D.C. with the Commanders, the Pro Bowl tackle is rewriting the rules for big men. From calculated fits to custom cleats, he's proving linemen deserve the same tunnel talk as the skill guys.
Finally.
Somebody said
Sean,
it, and it's Blitzfits. Yes.
I've always said you cannot win this year's Super Bowl in last year's fashion. Sean, this is, if you don't.
You've been saying that.
Yes. What, are you going to win a Super Bowl when you, it looks like you went to Macy's 2 years ago?
Dude.
No.
I mean, and I saw a graphic last night about this.
He's redefining the game.
He's redefining. Well, you got to have, Seth, if you're going to be a big, burly left tackle, you better do it with some drip, all right?
Nothing speaks hard-nosed lunch pail football like Cliff Kingsbury and Laramie Tunsil on your team. Those old hogs from the 80s, probably, boy, Tunsil would fit right in with those guys. Yep.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't believe what I just read on the air. Now in D.C., the Commanders Pro Bowl tackle is rewriting the rules. I think Laramie would take more pride in there actually being an actual rewriting of the rules with an accreditation to him at the bottom of it than winning a Super Bowl. If he found, he would rather change the world of fashion than change the world of left tackles in football.
Would Laramie Tunsil rather win the Super Bowl or Sexiest Man Alive?
Oh, are you kidding me? Sexiest Man Alive in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
In a heartbeat, yeah. Best dressed, cover of GQ. Would Laramie Tunsil rather be on the cover of GQ or the cover of, if it still existed, Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated, yeah. Only if it was Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. That would be
that would be amazing.
Laramie Tunsil in a bedazzled thong.
That would be incredible.
Kind of just suggestively posed on the cover.
Blitzfits, the big man blueprint, Laramie Tunsil. Oh.
Finally, finally the city of Washington is getting
I've really not been able to internalize how glad I am that he's gone. He were on the Texans going into this season the way last season went. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, by the way, football talk on Sports Radio 610, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Here's how you do it. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The slimiest move we've seen by an owner in a long, long time was discussed on First Take yesterday, and we've got it for you coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.